this CD is that my life would never be the same. Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
How sweet the sound saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. We thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Thank you for taking us and bringing us. Thank you, Lord, for the care that only you can give. And now, Lord, I ask that you let this word come forth as it should. Ask, Lord, that you make it so profound that it'll make somebody turn around and come to you. This prayer we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, yes. Praise God. Amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, to our pastor and First Lady Emeritus, Dr. and Mrs. Huey Lawson, to Reverend Rodney Lonix, Minister Cindy Humphrey, to all of you. We've been perusing through the second chapter of the book of Luke, and what we did last week, we established Luke 2, 1 through 20 as our focal verses, but we were going to break them down in segments from one week to the next. This particular week, from that same group of verses, we'll do Luke 2, 6 through 11. Luke 2, 6 through 11 is what we'll talk about this week. The main title is Some Things to Remember This Christmas. Last week, the thing we wanted to remember was that God is a big God. Amen? This week, one of the things we want to remember is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to me too. Anybody that has responsibility, you got that little inkling of fear every now and then, when, especially if you're where the buck stops, if it's on you, everybody else in the house can be happy, but you realize that you're the stopping point. But what we have to realize that, and I have to realize that I'm not the stopping point. God is. It doesn't stop with me, and no matter how much I say it or think it every now and then, it doesn't stop with me. We've got a Savior. So don't be afraid. This time of year, there's always something to be scared about. Amen. Do you realize that suicide rate raises during the holiday season? At a time when everybody ought to be happy, happy, joy, joy, people are killing themselves. I was watching TV this morning like I normally do. Watch a little fishing show on Sunday morning called Casting Cajun. Guy down in South Louisiana, Glenn, that fishes and tours people for a living. Guy shot himself November 27. Now, you might think that a guy with the only thing he got to do is fish for a living. Got a TV show, beautiful wife and family. You might think that he's got it all made. He shot himself. But it's all, the devil likes to make you scared. He likes to scare you with bills, and he's done this to me too. Bills and responsibility and your child's home for the Christmas break from college, and you got to re-up the loan for the next semester. He likes to put all that stuff on your mind. Amen. But let's look at Luke 2, 6 through 11. Let's read these verses real quickly. I know that we've got festivities abounding today. It says this: and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Oh, yeah. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So we say again, don't be afraid. You know, We're always scared of something, scared of being lonely, money troubles, afraid of failure. You know, is everything I've got going on gonna work out right? You know, is my Christmas dinner gonna be a success? We're always scared of something. But when we experience something that we've never gone through, then that can cause us anxiety. When we're about to go through something that we've never gone through before, that can cause you anxiety. And just look at Joseph and Mary. They were in uncharted territory, so to speak. The birth of their child was on the horizon. But now check this out. Look at Joseph, wife pregnant, taxes due, housing problems. Amen. You think he was scared? Amen. But that's what the devil does to you. He throws all of that stuff at you at the same time. You know, surely there was some anxieties going on in that family unit. Unfamiliar surrounding, people whispering. Y'all know how folks start whispering, especially as church folk. Amen. You know, she looked like she pregnant. But he say he ain't never touched her. Something going on. Talking about she pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Child, something ain't right. Y'all know how we can get. So all of that's going on. The main objective for the trip was to pay the taxes. But due to Mary's condition, a road trip became way more dangerous. Can I get a witness? Sometimes we need to go from fear to faith. Even Paul in Romans 8, chapter 38 and 39 says this, for I'm convinced, this is what we ought to say, I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we know that we read this, we recite it, but we're still human. Somebody's sick this time of year. We're still human. Somebody might be jobless this time of year. We're still human. We know what Paul said in Romans, but we still got red blood. One thing about fear is this. The more you're scared, the more you want to be scared. You can train yourself to be afraid. You can condition yourself for fear. And you can wake up in the morning and you're scared and don't even know what you're scared about. But you've been scared so much. But there are some antidotes to fear. Preparation is one. Be prepared for life. Amen. Now you can't see the future, but be prepared somewhat. Use the senses that God gave you. Amen. Number two is familiarity. Know who and what is going on in your surroundings. Amen. The last thing is spirituality. Stay prayed up. Amen. Because if you stay on your knees and stay connected to the Lord, amen, when things come up on you, you'll know what to do with them. Amen. You see, life can and will, oh yes, it will, make you fearful. Even us preachers need to hear the words, don't be afraid. Psychologists, listen to this. Psychologists have suggested that there's only a small set of basic and innate emotions, and fear is one of them. You got anger, anxiety, fright, horror, joy, and sadness. Now, fear is closely related to the emotion of anxiety. That occurs as a result of things that are perceived by us to be uncontrollable or unavoidable. But take note that a healthy fear serves man's survival by generating appropriate behavioral responses by us. In other words, there are some things we should be scared of. Okay, because a healthy fear will help us survive. Yes, but what God is saying in his word is this, not to fear unnecessarily, huh? And to trust him in fearful situations. Unhealthy fear, the bad kind of fear, can not only be psychologically damaging, but it can be physically damaging as well. Oh, yeah. Fear can make you breathe faster than you should. Amen. Fear can cause your heart rate to go up. Amen. Fear can make your muscles constrict. Fear can make your hair follicles stand on end and cause goosebumps. Amen. Fear can even elevate your glucose levels in your blood. Fear can cause gastrointestinal problems. That means that when you're so scared till your stomach hurts. Can I get a witness? But the Lord is saying to us today, don't be afraid. I know it's Christmas season, but don't be afraid. You ought to be happy. Don't be afraid. But there's one thing to remember about fear. You can't lie about it. If you're scared, say you're scared. And when you get scared, tell God all about it. Amen. Amen. So many of us have fear, and you know, people ask us if we're all right, and you think, oh yeah, you know, everything's fine. And look, that's good to talk yourself up. Don't get me wrong. But you need to tell God, even if you don't want to tell Ronnie, tell God all about your fear. Tell him what you're scared of. Tell him what you're worried about this Christmas. That's some things you ought to remember this Christmas. Let's look at verse 6 again. It says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. We got all of these emotions. And Mary goes in labor. Amen. Basically homeless. And Mary goes in labor. Remember that stress I'm talking about? Think about Joseph. Remember those goosebumps? Think about Joseph right now. Probably nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Imagine your wife getting ready to go in labor and you don't even have a roof over your head. You're about to pay your taxes, so you can't afford a midwife or a nurse or a doctor. Verse 7 says like this, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him down in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. The Lord steps in. The birth goes perfect. No midwife, no nurse, no doctor, no epidural. I remember the last baby we had, my wife said, I'm not going through this for a fourth time without some help. I didn't get the shot the first three times. Give me the shot right now. Mary didn't have the benefit of any of that. Just Joseph and Mary and God. And then along comes Jesus. Verse 8 says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now we got a new baby. All of that went well. Thank God. But then there's another unknown thing. There's some shepherds hanging around. Huh? And then an angel shows up. Amen. Look, look, just one thing after another. Can I get a witness? Yes, sir. Has your life ever been just one thing after another? By the time you get the utility bill straight, amen, the car break down. By the time you get that straight, you love TV, they hike your cable bill. By the time you get that straight, but don't be afraid. Huh? Look at verse 9. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. Now listen, the shepherds are afraid of the thing that has come to comfort them. Usually you can't make a shepherd scared, because he'll fight a bear with a switch, because that's his job. His job was to make sure all the little sheep that he took over that night, in the morning when he gave a head count, all of them were still there. Amen. A shepherd is a tough individual. Amen. You know, they didn't have shotguns and tasers back then. They had one little stick with a little hook on it. Anything that came up in the night, they were going to have to fight that with that one stick. But they became afraid. Somebody with that many guts became afraid because it was unusual. Unusual things can make you scared. Amen. Things that you're not used to seeing can make you afraid. Verse 10 says it like this. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Christmas should make you go from fear to joy. Huh? It's a joyous time of year. Amen. When you get on the elevator in an office building and you hear joy to the world, or you hear the little drummer boy in the elevator music, you ought to feel a certain warmth. Amen. But the devil doesn't want you to do that. Amen. He wants you to start worrying, oh Lord, here come Christmas again. Amen. Am I going to be able to pay all of my bills and then buy presents? In my house, I stress the fact that we're getting too commercial with Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got to buy presents just like everybody else. Amen. But I'm always telling my family that we can go overboard every now and then. Amen. If you got food on your table, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. If you got a roof over your head, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. I ain't scared. Amen. If you got shoes on your feet, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you. If you got a few dollars in your pocket, can go shopping in the mall, you ought to be able to say, Lord, I thank you right now. May not have all that I want to have, but I got more than I used to have. Can I get a witness? The angel told the shepherds, don't be afraid. Amen. The angel told Mary when she conceived, don't be afraid. And now the Lord is telling us here, don't be afraid. Get down on your knees. If something got you scared, tell God all about your fear. Tell God all about your worry. Tell God all about your troubles. Some things to remember this Christmas. Number one, God is a big God. Number two, if he's a big God, then you shouldn't be afraid. Somebody here got anxiety problems. Somebody here got to take a little get happy pill. Somebody here got issues that they're worried about. But I'm here to tell you right now, God is a good God. God is a great God, and he will provide, not just in Christmas. He'll provide in January. He'll provide in February. When your taxes are due, he will provide all the way to the rest of the year. Is there anybody here didn't think they could make it through Christmas 2016? Look at you now. You made it over. Here you are in Christmas 2017. Make me want to scream the name of Jesus. He is the reason for the season. Somebody say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Think about two people from the hood in a strange city, all the way from Nazareth to the city of David to pay bills. I get mad if I got to go to the corner to pay a bill. I'm fixing to stop wasting my gas. They're already getting my money. I'm just going to mail it to them. Amen. I'm scared of the computer, but I can put a stamp on an envelope. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Think about the fear that must have surrounded Joseph and Mary and even the shepherds. But there was a comforter. And we've got a comforter right now. It's called the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid. I'm talking to me too. Because I have episodes of fear. Because of my upbringing, I've got episodes of fear. My main fear is not having enough. Because I've seen my daddy not. I ain't talking about not just not having any money. I'm talking about not having any at all. Some people have a little money. I've seen my daddy not have any. So one of my main fears is not having enough. I tell my wife all the time, are we good? Are we good? You need me to go back to work? I'll go in a heartbeat. She said, no, don't worry about it. We're fine. So if you've got fear and anxiety problems, like we all do. Now listen. Don't feel embarrassed because you fear. I'm just here to tell you that there's somebody that can take that fear. Because as long as you're here on this earth, you're going to have fear every now and then. I don't care how much money you got, how pretty you are, how handsome you are. Something going to make you scared. If you got children, something going to make you scared. Don't be afraid. I invite you to the one that will swaddle you in his arms. I invite you to Jesus. And he's saying right now, don't be afraid. Why don't you stand? There might be somebody that wants you to come down this aisle. By your standing, that'll help them not to be afraid to walk down this aisle. You might come by letter, by Christian experience. You might be a candidate for baptism. But I invite you to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid. Just come on right now. Don't be afraid. If you've got a roof over your head, you're already better than Joseph and Mary. Don't be afraid. Come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. It's your time right now. Don't be afraid to come to the Lord. One last time, I will trust in the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Let me offer you a little.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date. and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassford Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.